Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome to PJ Sports Talk. Be pleased to be every Sunday at 5, well, at 3, but it's special edition at 5 today because my mom just came back from Cuba. We might be talking to her today about that a little bit. We have a great show planned for you today. Lots of stuff about the draft, as well as the Lightning in the playoffs, and as well as some NBA playoff news, along with Kentucky Derby and, of course, the Mayweather versus Pacquiao fight. So, let's get right into it. First off, I want to talk about the Mayweather versus Pacquiao fight. Now, Pacquiao, I did not see the fight. I've only heard things, but Pacquiao, I think Pacquiao won. And a lot of people said that Pacquiao probably, you know, should have won. And, you know, three of the four judges were American. So that also might sway the opinion, too. I think Mayweather won by 2 points out of a scorecard. They went 12 rounds, and there were some British people that were on the plane with my mom, and they basically said that they thought, you know, they were a little biased, as well as Mayweather's team and a little bit of controversy. Mayweather's team revoked possibly three reporters' credentials. And, you know, this is big news. One of them was for HBO. I think the other one was somebody local. And the third one reported their credentials were revoked, but really didn't have any evidence. So the Mayweather team, very in some controversy there, you know, kind of weird. You would think that they'd want all the publicity that they could get. Also, Mayweather, his technique, I found that a little bit interesting. As soon as Pacquiao went on the attack, Mayweather, you know, ran away like a little girl, and then when Pacquiao dropped his hands and said, okay, fine, you're going to do that, Mayweather came in and tried to attack. So that's the way that ended up. Also, Kentucky Derby winner, American Pharoah, he's going to be looking for the Triple Crown. It's going to be interesting. We got the Belmont and I'll get back to you on the other one, but it's the Triple Crown. Looking for that Belmont Stakes, and it starts with a P. I'll get back to you in a second. Anyway, Kentucky Derby winner American Pharoah. So very good news there. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. Stay right here. We'll be right back with some NFL draft news.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. We're going to get right into it. We're talking about the NFL draft. Also, the last one in the Triple Crown is the Preakness. Sorry about that. It was just slipping my brain there. Anyway, so we have some NFL draft news. First off, Jameis Winston goes to the Bucks, and this was talked about throughout, you know, most of people were going around touring the campuses and all that sort of stuff. You know, big news, right? Also, I'd like to announce that I have, media passes to the training camp of the Bucks, so I will be possibly doing some live remotes, all that good stuff, so very excited about that. And so, yeah, really awesome. Jameis Winston going to the Bucks. Now, a lot of the questions here were asked about his character, his off-field. Kind of, you know, reminds you of Brett Favre a little bit. You know, he was kind of out there. He really wasn't a very good guy off-field. And that's what most of the people are looking at nowadays. You got to think to yourself, you know, Winston is such a great player. Why would it even matter, right? Well, you know, here's the thing, right? First off, he's going from college into pro, and I'm going to explain a little bit more about that in a second. But off field, you know, let's say he gets suspended or he gets arrested or, you know, he steals another crab leg or two. You can't really predict that stuff. And I'm hoping that he can keep it together and the NFL shapes him up, because I would hate to see him, you know, get in trouble and not be able to play and the Bucks have another bad season. Because really what we needed was a leader. We needed somebody that could lead the team and be our quarterback, because for the last few years we had sucky quarterbacks, you know, with Mike Glennon and now Josh McCown. Josh McCown, nothing against him, but he's a backup quarterback. He's not somebody that can lead a team and, you know, really he doesn't know how to win. Now, Jameis Winston, right? He knows how to win. He won the Heisman Trophy in 2013. They went to the national championships and won. And in the second year, they went to the national championships and lost to the Ducks. But anyway, that's the thing. Also, number two about Winston, he knows how to lead. He knows how to lead. When they were down in that 2013 game, he brought them back. He was the one. There was 2 minutes left. He brought them back. He drove them down the field and scored a touchdown. That's the type of guy Winston is on field. Other thing, too, about on-field, you know, actions and that sort of thing, Winston has to control his frustration, because whenever he got frustrated, he started throwing picks. If he threw one pick, he threw another. You know, you could count on it. Every 5 minutes or so, you know, it'd be close to being a pick. You know, he'd be, you know, looking at the other team's player saying, oh, that's my guy, throw it to him. You know, you can't really do that stuff in the NFL. They're going to be able to shape it up, I'm hoping. The Bucks have a great coaching staff, and I'm really excited. Lovie Smith, you know, he knows how to get there. He knows how to get to the playoffs. He just really needs the squad to do it. Bucks have great talent. They have great runner in Doug Martin. They have great wide receivers in, you know, Vincent Jackson and Mike Williams, and they have a pretty good defense. Now, it's just going to be up to Winston to bring us that playoff wins. He needs to bring us to the playoffs. Also, other news, Melvin Gordon went to the Chargers. Really happy about that. I went to go see him at the Outback Bowl. He really carried that Wisconsin team. Without a quarterback, without nobody, you know, he was really able to play. And being a rookie, they're not going to have an answer for him. It's usually the way the NFL goes. Somebody, at first, as soon as they come out of their rookie season, they do great, because the NFL doesn't have an answer to them. Hopefully, they will not be able to get an answer to them. That's another thing about Winston and Mariota. We're going to get back to that in a second. Atlanta passes up on a crazy opportunity to get Todd Gurley, you know, a Georgia boy. He played at Georgia Bulldogs, and Atlanta passes up on him for Vic Beasley out of Clemson in the very next pick. I think it was the Rams that were right after him. The Rams picked Todd Gurley. So almost like a shot in the foot to Atlanta. I'm sure Atlanta fans aren't happy. Vic Beasley, he sounds like a very good player after what I've read about him. But is he going to live up to what Todd Gurley could have brought to Atlanta? He would have been a Georgia boy. He was predicted to be better than Melvin Gordon. I don't know how true that is. But anyway, Atlanta passes up on a great opportunity there. I think they should have taken it, but they took Vic Beasley. And, again, they needed an outside linebacker. I get it. But they also needed a running back. So it's like they have the need for this person. This person's also a Georgia boy, right? He's a perfect fit, but they're going to go with Vic Beasley anyway, right? I don't get it. Anyway, moving on. We have Adrian Peterson possibly staying with Minnesota. He really wasn't happy after the way that they didn't back him up with all the, you know, all the crazy drama that they had before. So, you know, looking for that, kind of crazy. Hopefully, I mean, even he said he upped the price. And this is big news for Arizona, too, because if they got rid of Adrian Peterson, most likely he would be going to Arizona. So So right now it's looking like Adrian Peterson will be staying in Minnesota because they did not pick up – Minnesota did not pick up a running back. So it looks like he's going to be staying in Minnesota. I don't know. So that's my whole deal on that. All right, now we need to get into the Winston versus Mariota aspect. Think about it this way, okay? Jameis Winston played for the Florida State Seminoles, and Marcus Mariota played for the Oregon Ducks. And the way that the Oregon Ducks offense worked was on speed. It was on fast pace, getting along, you know, snap, snap. The problem is you can't do that in the NFL. The NFL will find an answer for you. You know, he really reminds me of Colin Kaepernick. The first 2 years that Colin Kaepernick came out really, you know, in his breakout season, he did great. It was, you know, it was the same thing with RG3. It was the pistol, you know, this brand spanking new offense, basically. And it worked great. And then the NFL found an answer for it. And that's what I think is going to happen with Marcus Mariota. They're going to find the answer for him. And, you know, with a quarterback like that, he's a little bit smaller, right? He's a little bit smaller, so he can't take a big hit because he'll get injured. And with his play style, with his running play style, he will get hit hard. But now let's think about Jameis Winston. Now, this boy can take a hit. He was drafted number one overall by the Bucks. Really excited about that. Going to get some seats in there. Also, one more thing before we get into Jameis Winston. Melvin Gordon and Todd Gurley, congratulations to them. It is the first time in I think 2 years that a running back has been drafted first round. So very, you know, nice news for them. We're not breaking some records, but really doing well. Other thing is, too, we have with Winston, right? He can take a hit. He reminds me of a Ben Roethlisberger, and the way that he worked, and the way that, you know, he could take a hit, and he runs a pro style offense. You think back to his Seminole days, going up there with his receiver Benjamin. I forget what his first name was. Forgive me for that, but he worked with a pro-style offense, you know, two-minute drills, that sort of thing, moving the sticks, you know, every little bit, almost like Aaron Rodgers does it. Aaron Rodgers runs the best pro-style offense, along with Tom Brady, best pro-style offense out there, I think, you know, moving the sticks just a little bit every time and really running down the clock, keeping the possession in your hands and really, you know, doing well. So that's the type of player I think Jameis Winston will be. And so anyway, moving on, we're going to get into NHL and NBA playoffs. So, you know, stay tuned for that. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. Stay right here. We'll be right back with some NHL and NBA playoff news. So stay right here.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ, and I'm going to talk a little bit about NHL and NBA highlights. First off, congratulations to the Lightning for beating the Oh, just Montreal. Wait, what?
Montreal.
Last series.
Oh,
the Detroit Red Wings. Thank you so much. That was my mom. We're going to be interviewing her later about Cuba. So, anyway, congratulations to Lightning for beating the Detroit Red Wings. It came down to the wire. They scored a goal and another goal that should have been, you know, it should have been a goal, but they were fighting for position, Stamkos and another Detroit Red Wings player, and it ended up being the goal called back. But it didn't matter anyway. The Lightning fought through it, scored a goal, and then a very miraculous goal. The goalie came out for Detroit to get a 6-on-5, and Lightning just shot and made it, and yeah, into the open goal. And Lightning won 2-0 in Game 7 of the Detroit Red Wings played at home. So very exciting there. Tampa Bay Lightning and the Montreal Canadiens are going up against each other right now. It's going to be at 6 p.m. tonight on NBCS. NBCS. So the NBC Sports Network. You can find out, you know, whatever channel that is on your TV there. But tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern time, it will be the Lightning and the Montreal Canadiens, third seed and second seed. Also, the Lightning beat the Canadiens in double overtime on Friday night. And so, you know, very exciting there. Congrats to the Lightning on making it to the Ice 8, as they call it. So, yeah, very exciting there. Also, very, very, you know, like, you know, crazy stuff going on. Chris Paul in the Clippers versus the Spurs injured his leg midway through the game. He had to go out. He came back in. The trainer staff doing a great job, he said in an interview after the game. You know, the trainer did a great job and, you know, getting him back into recovery and being able to get out there in the game. And that is what made the difference. Chris Paul came out in the last few minutes and was outstanding. He scored a few baskets really to put the them ahead. And so, you know, Chris Paul had a great game. Shot a buzzer beater with a hurt leg. And when he was going out, you saw him talking to Blake Griffin. And basically what he was saying is, go out there and win the game, man. Win it for me. And, you know, they did. Chris Paul hitting a shot clock buzzer beater to beat the Spurs with 1 second left. Crazy, crazy stuff. If you saw the shot, he basically was driving in and faded back, and he did this circus shot, and magically it went in. You know, so very crazy stuff there. Chris Paul said it was an emotional game for him because, you know, he felt almost kind of sad because he's very good, you know, he's very good friends with Tim Duncan, who's the power forward for the Spurs, if you did not already know that. And he basically said he was like a brother to him. So, you know, kind of things, you know, to beat. It's almost like beating your dad in, you know, championship match. You know, he said he wishes it was more later in the playoffs because it was Series 1, Game 7, very exciting game between the Clippers and the Spurs. So congratulations to Chris Paul. Now we're going to go into our freestyle. So stay right here on PJ Sports FD, place to be every Sunday at 3. You know we're doing a lot of commercials here, but stay right here. We'll be right back with my mom for an interview about Cuba and freestyle. So stay right here.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ, and if you would like to call into the show, you can call in. You can guest call number 347-826-7388. Again, that is 347-826-7388. And we're here with my mom, who just got back from a trip from Cuba, which is why we're a little bit late here today. But hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie. I just got back from Cuba. I went with a group of 19 people, most of us cigar connoisseurs, and we really had an amazing time in the country. The people were very friendly to us, the Cuban people, amazed to see, you know, so many Americans. And, of course, we were down on what's called an educational visa. But I think as they relax some of the regulations relating to get into Cuba, that you'll see more and more Americans going down there and enjoying it. It was just amazing. It's almost like a time warp because every other car that you see is something from the 1950s. I mean, they're everywhere, which is really incredible. And I got a chance to play soccer with some boys in the middle of a courtyard. And also I saw one young man who was wearing a Brett Favre jersey, which was crazy, a Green Bay Packer fan all the way there in Cuba. So that was pretty fun.
And tell us about some of the trips that you took in Cuba, you know, to the museums and stuff like that. Tell us about that.
We went to a museum, the Museum of the Revolution, which basically had a lot of history about what they've done in that country and, you know, Fidel Castro and the other people and how it all relates to their own Cuban heritage. And then also, too, how proud they are to be in their country the way they're very proud of their country. There's flags everywhere. There's not typical propaganda like you see in the United States of advertising billboards and stuff. All their billboards are political related, you know, to be proud to be Cuban and so forth. So it's very interesting. There's very little advertisement. And so because of that, they also have like this marketplace where if you want to either sell a home, swap a home, rent your home, that sort of thing, or you want to be able to have it available for people who are visitors that are coming in town. There's no, like, newspaper you can advertise in. There's no Craigslist or anything like that. So they gather in this one area of the marketplace or this corridor, and all the real estate people are there, and they have little signs, and they describe what it is that they want to trade or have available for lease. And it's really interesting how they have to learn to communicate. The other thing is, too, there's not reliable cell service in Cuba, so there was no way for me to use my cell phone, but they did have Wi-Fi available at our hotel, so I was able to communicate a little bit that way. But you go back to the old-fashioned way of connecting with each other, where you say you're going to meet at a certain place at a certain time, because that's not readily available. But I'm sure as they continue on, it'll get better. The other thing is there's only really one major 18-hole golf course in Cuba. There's another smaller one as well, so there's really only two golf courses. But there's a company out of Canada that's looking to build 12 golf courses in Cuba. So I think you'll find as more Americans are allowed into the country that you'll see more and more golf courses and stuff, opportunities, business opportunities springing up for those people.
And, yeah, so, you know, very cool. And more Americans going down to Cuba. And, again, was it hot or, you know, what do you think of the climate that was there?
It definitely was warmer than it was here. When we landed back in Tampa, I was like, wow, it's kind of cool. You know, of course, you're further south, right? You're south of Key West and so forth. We're really only an hour flight away from there. So, but the weather was actually beautiful over there. They were supposed to have some rain. We were very blessed to have very great weather while we were there. And a lot of places don't have air conditioning. So, you know, you basically have the fans and the breeze in the windows is what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, there's a lot of, of course, you know, I'm a foodie, and there's a lot of things that are Americanized, and then they have some sort of other thing. So pizza, they don't serve pizza in Italy, okay? You know, it's an American thing. They have, you know, all sorts of different types of breads and cheeses and wines and all that sort of stuff, but they don't have pizza.
Cuban.
Like they don't have Cuban sandwiches in Cuba, so I thought that was pretty funny. You know, just talking about the Americanized, you know, different type of culture culture of foods that they have here in America.
Well, the food that we got while we were on this trip was phenomenal. I mean, we had so many amazing meals. Of course, rice and black beans are served with every meal, but we had just a variety of things, shrimp and lobster, chicken, pork, beef. I mean, the food was amazing. They use a lot of papaya. So, you know, like the desserts will have papaya in them. They'll have it as a sort of like a salad, if you will. that sort of thing. And as far as drinks, the mojito is of course the most popular drink that people love to have there in Cuba, but also they have a lot of juices, and they don't do any diet soft drinks. So if you wanted to order a Diet Coke, not going to have it, but they'll have regular sugar, you know, sugary soft drinks and that sort of thing that are available. And then, of course, they also have Cuba Libre, which is their version of rum and Coke.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, well, very cool. Now, also, if you're a cigar connoisseur, can you also kind of describe that part?
Yes, absolutely. Cigar connoisseur, if you enjoy cigars, the Cuban cigar is sort of like the holy grail of cigar smokers. They're like the premier gold standard. And they have Monte Cristos, they have Partagas, they have different types of cigars that are available. The Romeo y Julieta, we got to try one of those. It was just absolutely delicious. It certainly is very interesting. I do like Cuban cigars. I personally prefer Dominican cigars over Cuban cigars, but I did get a chance to buy a few Monte Cristos and bring those back. Legally, Americans could bring up to $100 worth of rum and cigars back into the United States. So that's what they legally say that you can do, and it's for your own consumption, your own use, not something to be resold or that sort of thing at a business.
Okay, well, thank you, Mom, for being on the show, and very happy to be back. Of course, had a fun time. My mom brought me some shirts and hats and all that sort of stuff back, so very awesome. Anyway, that's going to do it for our show today. I also want to start a new type of thing next week. I'm going to be on the sports web on Tan Talk Radio Network. Going back there next week, so make sure to tune in to that. Also, I will next week on my show, I want to start a song of the week type deal where I find a song and I play it for you at the end of the show. And I have to make sure that it's copyright free and all that sort of stuff. But if you have any suggestions, make sure to send me a Facebook message, or if you're one of my friends, or tweet me, or whatever you want to do. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this edition of Peter's Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I will see you next Sunday for another edition of Peter's Sports Talk. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. I will see you next Sunday. Bye.